Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Senator Robert Menendez is making it clear he won't step down, despite mounting calls to resign from both Washington and his home state of New Jersey. Today, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman joined the chorus calling on him to leave. New Jersey Congressman Andy Kim says he'll run for Menendez's seat. This pressure comes after Menendez was indicted yesterday on federal corruption charges. And here's Juliana Kim has more.
Hours after Menendez was indicted, several top lawmakers from New Jersey came out against the senator, including Governor Phil Murphy. Murphy said the charges were simply too serious to ignore, adding that the allegations compromised the senator's ability to effectively do his job. Those views were also shared by some members of Congress, including Representative Dean Phillips from Minnesota and Representative Jeff Jackson from North Carolina, both of whom are Democrats. But Menendez isn't budging. He says, quote, "Those who believe in justice believe in innocence until proven guilty," end quote. The senator's first hearing in federal court is Wednesday in Manhattan, along with his wife and three others. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
A black high school student's family in Houston has filed a civil rights lawsuit after being suspended from school for his hairstyle. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports.
The lawsuit was filed against Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton after Daryl George was suspended from a Houston school in late August. Officials said George's dreadlocks violated the school's dress code. The suit, filed in a Houston federal court, claims that the state of Texas failed to enforce the Crown Act, a new law that prohibits racial discrimination based on hairstyles. The family's attorney said in the lawsuit that the student should be permitted to wear his hair in the manner in which he wears it because the so-called neutral grooming policy has no close association with learning or safety, and when applied, disproportionately impacts black males. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Tropical storm Ophelia is producing heavy rain and high winds as it slowly churns through North Carolina and heads up the East Coast. Will Michaels of member station WUNC reports the storm is expected to weaken today.
Ophelia made landfall along North Carolina's Crystal Coast. Nathan Grosshandler runs a fishing charter service out of his home on Indian Beach, North Carolina.
We saw 3 to 4 foot chops, which is pretty rough.
Power is back on at Grosshandler's home, but outages are climbing to the north. The National Weather Service says storm surge of 2 to 4 feet is still possible along the coasts of North Carolina and Virginia through early Sunday morning. For NPR News, I'm Will Michaels in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
And the National Weather Service has issued flash flood watches and warnings for some parts of several states along the East Coast. You're listening to NPR News. The 7-year NASA mission to an asteroid and back is in its final hours, with a capsule full of asteroid rocks expected to land in a Utah desert tomorrow morning. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, scientists are hoping it won't crash and break open.
3 years ago, NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft collected around 8 ounces of rock from an asteroid about 200 million miles away. Soon, the probe will fly by Earth and jettison its sample return capsule. The capsule will parachute down towards a target zone in Utah. The wait is nerve-wracking for researchers like Dante Loretta of the University of Arizona, who leads this mission.
To me, the moment the parachute opens, I know we've made it. We're home.
Helicopters will locate the capsule in the Utah test and training range and bring it back to a clean room. It will then be flown to NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston so it can be opened in a lab that's designed to keep its extraterrestrial contents pristine. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
A fire and subsequent explosions at a factory in Taiwan last night has left at least 5 people dead. More than 100 others are injured. That fire started last night as rescuers continue to look through the rubble for survivors. Authorities say 3 firefighters are among the dead. Local media say Taiwan's president offered condolences to the families of the victims and says she'll travel to the site to visit those affected by the fire. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.